The title of the message today is about the three crosses on Golgotha. The message is taken from Luke chapter 23, verses 32 to 43. Listen to what the Word of God says. Two other men, both criminals, were also led out with him to be executed. When they came to the place called the Skull, they crucified him there, along with the criminals, one on the right and the other on his left. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they divided up his clothes by casting lots. The people stood watching, and the rulers even sneered at him. They said, "He saved others. Let him save himself, if he is God's Messiah, the chosen one." The soldiers also came up and mocked him. They offered him wine vinegar and said, "If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself." There was a written notice above him which read, "This is the king of the Jews." One of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him. "Aren't you the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other criminal rebuked him. "Don't you fear God," he said, "since you are under the same sentence. We are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus answered him, "Truly, I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." Here we see Jesus was crucified with two others who were criminals. Jesus was not a criminal, but he was treated as though he was one. I would like to talk about the three crosses: the cross of rebellion, the cross of repentance, and the cross of salvation. Whether you like it or not, during your lifetime, how you respond to these crosses will determine where you spend the rest of your life after death on earth. In Hebrews 9, verse 27 and 28, we read, "Just as people are destined to die once, and after that to face judgment, so Christ was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many, and he will appear a second time, not to bear sin, but to bring salvation to those who are waiting for him." Death is not a subject that is pleasant to talk about, but the fact of the matter is that we will all have to face it. The comforting thing is that in Christ, we can overcome the consequence of its judgment. I want to firstly talk about the cross of rebellion. In Psalm 51, verse 5, it says, "Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me." Having been conceived in sin, you are naturally rebellious against God. However, not all of us are as rebellious and behave like the criminal on the cross in Luke 23, verse 39, which says, "One of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him. 'Aren't you the Messiah? Save yourself and us.'" From the moment you are born, a part of your destiny is to find reconciliation with God. And to do this, you're going to have to move from the cross of rebellion to the cross of repentance. And then you're going to have to embrace and receive the cross of salvation. This is a common denominator that every human being is confronted with during his or her lifetime here on earth. This fact, that you have been conceived in sin, has left each human being at a disadvantage from birth. Let me explain. Your will does not allow you to obey God's law. In fact, from birth, your will is stronger than God's law. And no matter how hard you try to keep God's law, the law of sin and death in your flesh will not allow you to keep God's law. In Romans 8, verse 6 and 7, we read, "The mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. The mind governed by the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so." You see, somehow along the path of your life here on earth, you will become aware that you need to lay down the cross of rebellion and take up the cross of repentance. This is when you have to decide to have a change of heart in order to start to forge a relationship with God. A change of heart inspired through your belief in Jesus Christ will help you to begin a new relationship with God. You need to come to the point where you can identify with the criminal on the cross of repentance. In Luke chapter 23, verse 40 to 43, which says, "But the other criminal rebuked him. 'Don't you fear God,' he said, 'since you are under the same sentence. We are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing.' Then he said, 'Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom.' Jesus answered him, 'Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise.'" I want to move on to the cross of repentance. Repentance allows you to identify and understand why Jesus died for your sins and the sins of the world. This is what enables you to have a change of the heart and mind towards God and gives you the awareness and need to embrace and receive Jesus and the cross of salvation in order to achieve reconciliation with the Father. In so doing, you are able to realize Romans 8, verse 2, which says, "Because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit, who gives life, has set you free from the law of sin and death." That is what the cross of salvation has done for you. The cross of salvation has saved you through his death on the cross. And at the same time, his crucifixion and death is the bridge of reconciliation between mankind and God. This cross of salvation, we can see in Luke 23, verse 33 to 35, which says, "When they came to the place called the skull, they crucified him there, along with the criminals, one on his right and the other on his left. Jesus said, 'Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing.' And they divided up his clothes by casting lots. The people stood watching, and the rulers even sneered at him. They said, 'He saved others. Let him save himself if he is God's Messiah, the chosen one.' In spite of some saying that he saved others, but could not save himself, he asked the Father to forgive them because his mission was to save mankind from their sins. However, the goal of humanity should not be passive as we look at these three crosses. Our goal should be to strive to move out of rebellion and into repentance and to focus and embrace the cross of salvation. In Hebrews 12, verse 1 and 2, we read, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." Let us pray. Eternal God, when we look at the three crosses on Golgotha, with you in the middle of the two thieves, one on the right and the other on your left, please help us to leave the cross of rebellion behind us, so that we can be changed through the cross of repentance to embrace you and receive you on the cross of salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, Pastor Philip.
Just can't go on. From sickness, God, it's so good.